Michigan, GOP Senate PAC puts $10.5 million behind Mike Rogers in home stretch. By Nick Gilbertson on October 15, 2024. The Senate Leadership Fund, SLF, Super PAC is committing $10.5 million in support of former House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Rogers, Army, in the home stretch of Michigan's U.S. Senate race. Axios first reported on the SLF splurge in the Wolverine State, where Rogers is squaring off with Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, as they vie for outgoing Senator Debbie Stabenow's, DME, seat. This will bring the SLF's total spending in Michigan over $30 million after it put $22.5 million into the race in September. These latest investments come after Rogers had a pair of solid debate performances against Slotkin, including his October 8 debate and their contest on Monday night, where he hammered Slotkin for her support of electric vehicle mandates. The SLF is associated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and this homestretch investment could be crucial in helping Republicans land a multi-seat Senate majority in the 119th Congress. The latest polling from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the campaign arm for Senate Republicans, finds Slotkin and Rogers tied at 48% apiece in a head-to-head race, while Slotkin has a narrow 49% to 48% edge in a full field. Politico first reported those figures Tuesday. That poll follows a Quinnipiac University poll published last Wednesday that showed Rogers and Slotkin locked at 48%, with the momentum clearly behind Rogers. Compared to September's Quinnipiac poll out of Michigan, Rogers' support increased 2 points from 46%, while Slotkin's dwindled 3 points from 51%. The candidates are tied at 48% with independents in Quinnipiac's latest survey, while Rogers is winning 92% of Republicans and 98% of Democrats break for Slotkin. Women break for Slotkin by a 53% to 44% margin, while an inverse trend takes place with men, as 53% back Rogers and 43% support Slotkin. The survey also showed former President Donald Trump leading Vice President Kamala Harris 50% to 47% at the top of the ballot in Michigan, which bodes well for Rogers. The survey sampled 1,007 likely Michigan voters from October 3 to 7, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points.